All right, so we have lady, you want to say something before you go? Huh? Come on.
Hello, hello, Montreal. Good afternoon, good evening. We are West Canfor Performing Company. As 610 and Warrior Empress have mentioned, tomorrow we'll be having a pop-up show at 7419 Harley in Montreal. Show starts at 6:30. It's at our West Can Cultural Arts Center. We're going to have performances by Warrior Empress, by West Can Juniors and Senior Dancers. Also, the drummers will be there, Natasha Marie, and more. Right now, we'd like to say thank you to CJLO for always being accommodating to us, you know, with our request to come on and, you know, spread the culture. And we'd like to make a donation to CJLO of $50.
What? You guys got that kind of money? Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we hoping to see you tomorrow over there at 7419 Harley. And you're going to be doing some cultural dance right now, which you do in Montreal. You teach the young people a lot of different dances. And tell them what the dances you teach the young people here in Montreal.
Hello again. In Montreal, we do Afro-Caribbean folk. We teach dancing, we teach drumming, we teach storytelling. And this October, we're starting our new session of children's classes for ages 3 to 13. And we also have a sweat class. So if anybody wants to come and take a little workout with us, our sweat class is on Thursdays. We also have a class for mature dancers. So anybody that's 50 and over can come out on Thursdays as well. Take a little sweat, learn some dancing. We have drumming classes. We have a lot of other classes. The children's classes are taking place on Sundays between 1 and 6. Contact us at 514-641-9149 for the information for registration.
Okay, I didn't see the limbo stick. So are you doing no limbo? Oh. Who's the limbo dancer? Yeah. I was going to try a limbo thing. I could go down low, you know, look at that. Yeah, man, there we go. Hey. I could go down very low. I could go down low. I could go down very low. There we go. I give you 2 songs to go back to Trinidad with, eh? Pop up and go down low and go down very low. There we go.
Walking up, start walking up. Walking up, start walking up.
Let me see it.
Wow. That's a shortcut. Wow. Give it up. West End dancers. West End dancers. Thank you, West End. Wow. Tomorrow we're going to see them again because they're going to be over there at 7419 Harley, and that is West End Cultural Center. So they're going to be there to do their thing, and please go out and support them, because let me tell you, I could watch you guys all evening and don't look at anything else. This is going to be nice. And thank you. Thank you, Caribbean Voices, for your $100 pledge. All right, and you sold $50 of tickets before. Also, thank you for that. So it's $150 coming from Caribbean Voices. Thank you. And thank you also for your pledge, West End. Thank you. Thank you for your pledge also. Wow. Okay. Okay. All right. So play some music, and I have one more guy to introduce to you all. Trevor Reed. Excuse my tongue from last. I've been drinking to my Guinness. I'm drinking to my love. All right. So let me get some music from the DJ, and then we're going to do something else. Don't leave. If you want a snack, you want something to eat, over there we have some snacks. So you can get some snacks, some water, whatever you want.
Share the food and clothes and not just him.
So me tried it. Burn out corruption and all who box that they keep looking out for the poor when we are at it. Yes, we've been doing it from ages. Bless those who had overcome the righteous. So been through the stages, we know what the fight is. No matter what we show, love and give Selassie prizes. Real people do real things. We don't go around killing others and steal things. Real people do real things. Love is the way of life. Clean people do clean things. It's last the eye and I'm black supreme things. Real people do real things. Love alone heal things and seal things. Whoa. For those children who got no food tonight, not laying beneath a roof tonight, I pray someone would find you all and treat you right. You should all go to school, yes, who to write. Come on, it's love, don't fight. Be conscious in yourself, keep shining your light. Do unto others as you would do unto yourself this part. Heights, real people do real things. We don't go around killing others and steal things. Real people do real things. Love is the way. Music, what are feelings? Real people do real things, oh yeah. Real people do real things, wow. Today do good and lift up the man. Rude boy, you better live it up, cause no bloodshed. Everyone is seeking the daily bread. Give you all the best. And that's what I said, we need a shining sun. Have a good time, what joy, what fun. That's where the boots are knife, the man the gun. Coming to Mount Zion, I love a life you ain't done.
Love you so much. We're gonna do some more love songs for you right now. We have the man with the golden voices in the house. His name is Pete Douglas. Yeah. And together with Julian McIntosh on the saxophone, on the sexy phone. Yeah, man. Anytime you hear Julian blow, you feel that way, right? Nice. Wow. We have a 2-year-old in the house on the microphone singing, could we? Yeah, man. Wow. Oh, yeah. You are going to be a star, girl. You are going to be a star. Montreal number one. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. All right, so we're going to take it down low. And Mr. Pete Douglas will take the microphone. This one, if you don't mind. He need a mic also. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, Testing. We are gonna. Testing. We want to say thank you.
Thanks, testing 1, 2, 3, 5.
To Helen.
You know, Raphael, before you go, before
Helen
you go.
Helen is in England. She's
before you
listening.
Leave.
Helen, how are you doing? Thank you, Helen, for listening all the way in England. And I must say happy birthday to Gemma. Gemma Rayburn, happy birthday to you.
All right.
She celebrated Thursday. All right.
You need a mic, Julian. This is more about Julian. Because WestCan just made a pledge of $50. That's why we're doing this. Just for the WestCan members.
Oh, yeah.
Just for WestCan performing members. And we'd like to say thank you very much for your pledge. And we're going to do this just for you all. And it's a good thing I took a shower 2 weeks ago. Right, Raphael? Your mother always tell you to wear clean underwear because you never know when you're going to be on Facebook.
All right, and that's, I think I was on Facebook, and after I call it Facebook, they take me off.
All right, so this is just for WestCan and everybody. So don't forget, folks, we're still here till 6 o'clock. 514-848-7471. 514-848-7471. Keep those pledges going, keep them coming in. We're here. You don't have to stop until, so we're here all evening, all day, all night. So for your listening pleasure, CJLO is on 24/7. And to keep this radio station going, it's important that we make a little money on the side. We do get funded, but the funding is not all that, you know. So right now we have everybody here. We have people coming in. We have Mr. Julian McIntosh, who could be making about $1,003 right now, but he chose to come here and give us $3 from the $1,000. So it's appreciated, you know. So come on down and keep supporting CJLO. We need your support. And because of WestCan Performing Dancers, we're going to do this song. I always wanted to perform with this guy, so Mr. DJ, whenever you're ready. Oh, Mrs. DJ. What's the song? It's over there. Song, okay, we're not doing Sound of Silence, that's for sure. Number 15 is right there. You know 14? You go one more after 14. That's it, 15. So don't forget, CJLO is right here, 24/7. And Saturdays are called World Beat Saturdays, but you can still perform. You can still donate. You can go to our webpage, cjlofundingdrive.com. And make a pledge. And don't forget, you can pledge $5, you can pledge $10, you can pledge $20. Whatever you can afford at the time. And for a $20 pledge, you end up with a T-shirt or a tote bag. So we really, really appreciate it. Whenever you're ready, sir. No, I ain't singing Calypso. Wrong, 15. The one after 14. I know you went to school on only Tuesdays, but that's when they were telling you how to count. We know your alphabet very well, but you don't know how to count. That's it. You want to start it? To the sea, to the open arms of the sea.
and lonely rivers high, wait for me, wait for me, to the open arms of the sea. And oh, my love, my darling, have hung good for your touch a long, lonely time. But then you know the time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love, baby girl. I really need your love. You know, Godspeed your love to me.
Mr. Julian McIntosh, ladies and gentlemen, give him a round of applause. Mr. Julian McIntosh.
You want to do that? I know it. Stealing love on the side?
Listen, I don't steal love on the side yet. I don't stake it. You want to steal? No, he wants to do another song, but I hope I know the lyrics.
What's the young lady that sang a while ago? From the Calypsonian Empress.
Vienisi. We'll just now keep back, but no. So, what are you going to do? You want to do one more? We still in love. That's it?
Yeah.
But I don't steal love. Oh, yeah, okay. And made love to you. It depends on the key, huh? That's it for us, or we can go one more song? One more song. Because, no, we're going to do something. Where's the young... She went to do something to come back. Tell her she's on the radio. So, folks, these are the kind of things that when you pledge your money, we are able to afford to do. We can do live broadcasts. For example, if you have a bazaar, if you have anything, CJLO can come and accommodate you at your bazaar. You know, you have an outdoor event, you're having a barbecue. We can come and do that for you also. So there's a young lady there that I think she can do that song better than I can. You know, Stealing Love on the Side, my Jay? What's it?
No, I know. I will do it.
Bien. Vous êtes en Québec maintenant. C'est vous parlez français. You know, Stealing Love on the Side? Yeah. What song you know? Taking Love on the Upside? Okay, we're going to do this. I like to share this thing. So we're going to do Stealing. You tell five. This boy went to school on Tuesdays.
One, two. Give me some.
One day we're teaching the alphabet. I don't steal love. I just ask for it.
This is a nice song.
Is it, okay, Julian.
You got the voice of that.
All right. But I like Julian and Gordon. And yeah, I think I know the lyrics.
We do it together.
Who has a...
He gives me a little juice in this.
No. I tell you. Anyhow, 514-848-7471. Please call. We appreciate. And we go in all week next week. It doesn't have to end here. You know. And luckily, I just see Brian just walked in. Brian Cutler. He's coming to make a pledge. We always play their music. Like we were just telling West Can performing. Not West Can. Caribbean Voices. We're still playing their music. You know, at CJLO. They have a wonderful CD out, and it's one of the places you're going to still hear the CD being played is at CJLO. Okay, that was his mistake. That was Julian's mistake. All right, so we're going to be stealing a little love on the side. I don't really steal love. That's his song. I don't do these things.
Everybody steals love on the side, be honest.
Whenever you're ready.
I held you your lips caress me and your body possess me.
And I'm singing that.
You know, girl, I'd keep you if I could.
And right now, something like that.
We feel in time would stand still.
Something like that.
With just us two. You know what? Girl, I will be standing right. You set my soul on fire.
Yeah.
I say when you were near, you know, my body and soul, girl, it all belongs to you.
It's not about me, it's about him. It's all about him, you know why?
He's stealing love
on the side. Not me. You know why? She don't belong to him, and she belongs to me, but still we together. Well, if there's enough for you, it's enough for me. CJLOFundingDrive.com. Please, it could be $5, it could be $10, it could be $15, it could be $20, and some of us who still get allowances, we could take half of our allowance that our wives give us, donate it to CJLO, and you know, so don't forget. Your pledges are important to keep this radio station going. Oh. 514-848-7471. Don't stop. That was nice.
Yeah, man. That's the man with the golden voice. No, Mr. Pete Douglas.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about me today. It's about
also
us.
Mr.
It's about us.
McIntosh.
Mr. Julian McIntosh.
Julian McIntosh.
Just lost a gig money a while ago, and that's...
You know something?
$1,500 he just lost, but he's donating $500 to the station.
Thank you guys for your time, your donation, and all that you did here today to help out CJLO. And we are proud to... We are going to... these are cities, gentlemen. Hi, sir.
Ryan.
Come. Yeah, he brought these to give away, And in what capacity, I don't know. Take that mic, Brian. Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon. Hello. I don't have a voice for the radio.
Okay. This is Lady G.
Lady G, the one and only.
Okay. Tell us all about Lady G. Jamaica dancehall artist and legend.
Exactly. And unlike the other ones, Lady G is a conscious, positive vibes artist.
All right. And that concert is going to be on?
It's going to be October 26th at the Jamaica Association.
Okay. It's a Saturday?
Saturday night. And it's going to be also part of my birthday celebration.
Your birthday?
Yeah, man. My birthday. Wow. Why not?
You only, the way you're moving, you only look 16.
Exactly. I'm 26.
You're 20?
26. I'm the same day as my birthday, the 26th.
Oh, the 26th. Oh, all right.
With 27 years of experience.
So, hey, gentlemen, give him a hand. He's 26.
Plus tax.
26
years old. Times two. Times two.
Yeah, you just have to turn that around.
Times two.
It's going to be at the Jamaica Association 4065. So what we do with these albums?
These are CDs for you to give away to your supporters.
Okay.
As a gift from Indie Roots Records.
All right. So we're going to do that when they call in, and we're going to give those to people who actually pledge.
No problem. We'll let Mr. Gordon Weeks do his thing, or whoever's on you, even you.
Yes, I'll do that. Okay. All right, it will be right here. Thank you. And support this cause, because it's his birthday, and we are going to be celebrating at the Jamaica Association 4065 John Talon, and it's going to be his 26th birthday party on Saturday, October the 26th. So we are looking forward for Lady G, Jamaica dancehall artist and legend. So we're going to put the legend of Montreal, Master J, on until we say bye. Thank
you. Somebody give me a rhythm to activate the waistline on the feminine gender. No, please. Rotate them spine. This time. Hey! Feel like I'm in a red light district. Feel like I'm in a red light district. I might flip and then she bust this. She make me ball. Feel like I'm in a red light district. Feel like I'm in a red light district. I went to flip and then she bust this place. Feel like I'm in a red light district. Ha. But any woman that could play the role, vertical, horizontal, one she could handle the pole. And every man like pattern and style. You know we love it when they wild. Turn up the volume, raise up seduction. All of the covering part, the deduction. I don't know we hot, I love the action. Everything she do does trip me like traction. This girl's so sweet, she just too damn sweet. Jungle fever and suburban heat. I feel like an urban street, she make me ball. Feel like I'm in a red light district. She bust this place. Feel like I'm in a red light district.
Oh yeah.
Feel like I'm in a red light district. Feel like I'm in a red light district. I'm in a red light district. I'm in a. Well, every man love a girl who can whine. One who know all the angles and do things to blow your mind.
when she give you that back window. She make you wanna. When soca play and them girls shake their bumper, every man say they activate the lumber. Top man go sneak out, some try to reach out, come back straight to get the phone number. This girl too sweet, she dance too damn sweet. Jungle fever and suburban heat, I feel like an urban street. She make me ball. I'm in a red light district. I feel like I'm in a red light district. I when she flip and then she bust this place. I feel like I'm in a red light district.
There's a natural mystic flowing through the air. If you listen.
Yes, sir.
We had a successful day.
Well, the day is not done yet.
It's not done. We still have about 20 minutes.
We have 20 minutes to go, and we're asking you to please give us your pledge. 514-848-7471. Or you can go on the internet at cjlofundingdrive.com and make a pledge there. For those of you with your cell phone in your hands, please.
Yes.
Because
all those,
you know,
all those people, because I have some people listening in England.
All the way out there?
Yep. Over there in Alberta and in Florida.
And the Pongy all that good, you know. The Pongy and all that good no more.
The Pongy all that good. Oh, we could take some anyway. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. So, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter what part of the world. I know I have my sisters listen every week from Curacao.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I can play some Curacao music, but I don't know if I have the right hat drive.
Oh, yeah.
I have music from Curacao, Aruba, Bonaire, Suriname, Cayenne. But next week.
Because we're going to be doing this next week again,
next week
but
again.
In studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, right in the studio, not outside here. Where we fumble a lot, but at the same time,
that's
enjoy live.
Thank you.
It was enjoyable.
Okay. Yeah.
We really.
Oh, Raphael, somebody's asking me, how long you been at the station?
I've been at the station now. How long they been open?
20 years.
20 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what I told her, I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Some of these guys called
here as a matter of fact, they wasn't on air. They was only
on the
online.
Internet radio.
We did internet radio for 2 years. Mm. And after that, it went on air. And I've been here since then. And, you know, I must thank people I met here, like Kelly.
Kelly.
Kelly was
showing the woman here. I thought Kelly was 26 now.
Yeah. Kelly, 26.
Add 20 to that. Yeah. But she's still young. She's still
young. Oh, boy.
You know, but that's, you know, but folks, that's what CGLO is all about, you know. Mm. Right? You know something on the radio now, when I do very rarely, go away from CGLO and I listen to other radio stations, they're trying to mimic what we do here.
Oh, yeah, they do.
You know, all the comedy and all the laughing and all the things that we used to do or we still do. Everybody's mimicking that now.
We actually gain a lot from that. When three of us used to be together.
Yeah, but it's different.
We had a lot of joke. People were just listening for the joke. And I still do it. And when I go and visit my friend over there at Stretch, he says to me, well, this is not CJLO. I say, yes, we're all underground.
Yeah, because
and if you want to come above ground, you got to behave like me.
Yeah.
Right? You got to get the people interested, not boring. They like to listen to interesting things. And I do the first part of my program, or me, and I know a lot of you guys do that too. We go very biblical.
In the first
15 minutes.
Oh, you do that.
I do that, yes.
That's good, you know. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, they had to break us up because the station was about to lose their license.
Topics. We were too much.
Yeah, certain radio stations started complaining. You know, everybody listening to CGLO, but we all in AM. We all didn't have we weren't threatening anybody. We won AM with six listeners
and
when we began.
As a young station, we are given the stations that
established stations,
big stations, competition.
A run for the money.
Last year, we came second for all radio stations in Montreal. This year, we came third. But we are going to beef that up. Next year, we'll be coming first.
Yeah, but you're not the first to get first. We want to go further. Mm-hmm. But we have to get some money in the station to upgrade what we do have here.
Yeah.
So 514-848-7471.
Yeah.
You can continue to call in and give your pledges. Or you can do so next Saturday beginning from 9 o'clock until 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a one-week thing.
Yeah.
Because this week we have Shiny Tunes. We have this, you know, there's a lot of things happening in Montreal for our funding drive. I'll get a list of everything that's happening. So you can go out downtown. You know, there's a lot of they had trivia night last week. You know, and all these things brings out everybody, and every little penny counts. Mm-hmm. So if you have $5, $10, we'll take it. $20, we'll take it. You know, no matter what you get. You know, like I said, some of us who get a little allowance from the, you know, she who must be obeyed, like this guy right there. You know, you can give us half of your little weekend money. You know, I mean, I was telling the guy about the woman who won a case of beer, the beer for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that year with the raffle?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we win a case of beer, for a year. Imagine, we had that donated to CJLO one time.
And the woman won it.
Yeah.
And she said, what do you expect me to do with all that beer?
Yes. Guess what we used to do? We used to go down every week and drink.
And drink.
For a year, we go down and drink. Yep.
But this year we have the raffle going. Mm. So there's Raphael. If you see Raphael, he had raffle tickets.
I have raffle tickets.
There's everybody. Mm. And every little bit help, folks, you know, to do this for y'all. We don't get paid. This is we come here rain, sleet, or shine.
Yes.
You know? And we do this religiously because we love doing it.
Yep.
And the whole thing is just, it's for our satisfaction, but we are happy knowing that we are satisfying you out there in Radio Land. It's not all about us. It's all about all of us in Montreal.
I didn't have a vacation in 2 years. Every time I think about people telling me, I stay away two times last month because I had debt in the family and I was to go away to Toronto. And they're calling me, what happened? What happened? What's happening? And I says, well, I couldn't even get Pete. Pete was in England somewhere.
I was in England.
So because
I had to go and vote for Brexit.
you fill in for me, and you know it's always good. So it's not over.
No, it's not.
It's not over.
We're a long way from that.
Give us a call next week. You can pledge also, and when is the date exactly? The
raffle.
The raffle is going to be.
I think it's the end of the month. No. Yes, the end of the 26th.
The 26th.
Yeah, and you know some of the like I was telling somebody, a friend of mine bought a ticket. Book of tickets yesterday. So if you win the raffle, you could take it via rail to Toronto.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bring your friends down on Dundas, so hope the train comes. Have a beer with them and just show off.
Oh,
and say, catch your leader and get back on the train and come back to Montreal. And it's $800, you know, and you go with a friend.
Yeah, and I 1 year we gave away a trip also to Toronto by Harry Bisson. And it was a trip to fly back and forth.
Yeah.
And
but this year we're putting you on the train, first class.
Yep.
Ask Gordon about first class.
Yeah.
He goes to Toronto, and for the next month he has to eat crackers.
Yeah.
Because he goes to first class.
First class.
And he has nice food. Yeah, and that's a $400 trip.
Yeah, and he put on 20 pounds a trip. 20 pounds to go, 20 pounds to come back.
And he says, you mean I got big? I didn't notice.
You know, so.
He's the only one in Montreal don't have a mirror in his house.
You know, yeah, he doesn't get, but the last time the mirror looked at him, the mirror cracked.
He cracked and he left the house. So, he put it in the rubbish.
So when he look at the mirror and the mirror crack in two, and he's seen two people, he cuffed the mirror and broke it to pieces.
So there's four of them. You had to start to fight four of them.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, Gordon, you got to stop drinking, boy. You're fighting the mirror.
Yes.
You know, you remember the time you bought the electrical scale? It's a scale, when you go on it, it tells you your weight. So Gordon bought the scale, and he went on it, and the scale replied, one at a time, please.
Yes.
So, you know, this is what CGLO is all about. Gordon is standing right there with his lawyer.
And he lying to the lawyer, too.
The lawyer is just shaking his head.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so we like to send out our condolences also
to
Martin Albino for the loss of his brother, Alwyn.
Yeah, Alwyn, my good buddy, Alwyn.
Yeah, fine. These guys are the one who started in Montreal. They started steel band music in
the
schools.
Take it easy, my brother. All right. Thanks for coming by.
To teach
and the support.
Thank you. To teach steel band music to the kids in school and all that.
Alwyn is always a gentleman with me, and we always had these long conversations that I always enjoy because he had a ready mind with knowledge of music, and it was always a pleasure. Even Martin does it.
Yeah.
When you spoke to Alwyn, it was all about music. He never told you about anybody else's business. It was all about music. And I'm trying to get a hold of, I loaned somebody his album, Classic to, he redid Kitchener's songs in classical form.
Okay.
And somebody came to my house and he signed it for me. I loaned it to somebody and I can't find it. So
you know, something
we're trying to get hold of that again.
That I had about 20 albums for Sparrow. Somebody came at my house and said, oh, let me, am I going to copy them?
I
can't remember who it is I never see them again.
Yeah, that's the same thing. And when I was coming here, I heard you mention Alwyn's passing, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, I've been looking for this album because he signed it for me, he autographed it, and he gave it to me. So these things, I have a collection at home with everybody. I tell people, I'm not going on the internet and buy your music. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy a song from an album from you, but you have to sign it. So I have a whole collection at home, but that one is missing. Mm-hmm. But that's, anyhow. So we're still saying, we here at CGLO, we're here for your listening. Mm-hmm. There are people who are really dedicated. You know, Allison right here, I think she has a bed at her house. And that bed, she hasn't slept in that bed all year.
Yeah.
So you want to finish this funding drive and allow Allison to go and sleep in her bed.
So who's sleeping in the bed, Allison? The dogs?
A dog. Dog is real comfortable.
Yeah. Wow.
You open her bedroom door and the dog goes woof, 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 woof. You know, don't come in there.
Because she invited me to her house a couple of times. I got to the door and I had to run away.
Yeah, the dog don't let the dog will let you stay on the steps.
The dog doesn't even let you come to
the
door.
The front door. You can stay on the front door and speak to Allison. But don't go through them doors.
Nope. So I could only speak to her when she's at
CJLO 71. 71. Wow. You know. But you know, these are young and dedicated people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, CJLO have some dedication. And like I say, folks, some of them make a salary. But it ain't all that big a salary. You know, they make something to live on.
Yep.
And so those of us who are here is mostly on a voluntary basis. And we're here for your listening.
Well, you know, I've been here 20 years, and I'm here on a voluntary basis. I never collected a cent. The money I collected is for donations I give to the station.
Well, you know, at least you've seen the money where it goes.
And you know something? It's a feeling that I enjoy.
Yeah.
And it makes my health grow in my body to be here every Saturday, to know that certain amount of people over there listen to me, and I'm enjoying what I do, and we can't wait for me to be here and us to be here on Saturdays.
Yeah, especially this morning with nice and raining
and
cozy, and it was baby-making weather.
Yeah.
And some of us have to get out of our beds, mm-hmm. and you have to respond to your spouse. Well, you know, where are you going?
You know something? I'm so happy that I can't make baby.
Well, you know, it's baby-making weather. You know,
and I can't even give baby anymore.
It's baby-making weather, you know, yeah. But I'm saying you have to... We don't even think about it.
Nope.
We obligated and we just come
yep.
to do this. And like I say, it's a pleasure for me to do it. Mm-hmm. And because knowing that out there in Radio Land, we are giving something back to the community at large. Because there's some people who are reliant on that little radio on a Friday, on a Saturday morning mm-hmm. to bring them a little comfort in their lives once a week.
Yep.
You know? And so we play the music that some of them go way, way back. You know, and then they say, well, I didn't realize you were so old, Peter. You know that song and all these kind of things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we do our research mm-hmm. and we speak to people in general in the street and we ask them what they like. Like today, I played music from Aruba all the way to Zanzibar.
Yep.
You know, so we could do these kind of things. But yeah. we have that privilege at CJLO. We don't have to follow a playlist. When we go in the morning, we don't have to say, okay, like I said, you know, if you miss a song on some radio stations at 6 mm-hmm. o'clock, don't worry, you're going to hear it at 6:15 anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
We'd like to thank all the people who came by today and entertain us here and entertain the public.
Doesn't she look like Singing Sandra?
She does look like Singing Sandra.
She's
a warrior empress.
Okay.
And she is a great entertainer, as you can see. She's going to be tomorrow performing at the West Kent Cultural Center. You know West Kent have a center now?
Yeah, that's what I heard
right
about.
Over
I, have
there.
To, I have to visit it.
All right. And it's called a pop-up show because she just came in. Haphazardly.
And she just popped up like that.
Yeah, she was supposed to be here. She was supposed to be here in August, but she got cancelled because something went wrong with the
heat was too much.
Yeah, I guess.
Montreal heat ain't easy.
Yeah. So tomorrow we're looking forward for her to be here at 6:30, and she's going to do a great show. We also like to thank
Julian. Thank you very much, my friend.
Julian McIntosh,
thank you very much
for coming and blow the place down.
Yeah, entertaining. Yeah.
Entertaining.
Very, very, very entertaining. Not blowing the place.
Entertaining.
Security.
Yep.
You got to be all careful right. these days. You know?
Okay. So also, West Kent Dance performance. They perform with dance.
Oh, yeah. Boy, beautifully.
Beautiful.
I think it was on Facebook. I think Gordon, if you go on Gordon's page, you might
yep.
see West Kent mm-hmm. and the little girl who was singing. So, and Master J, we'd like to thank you for coming out and
yep,
doing this for us every
week. Every week.
You know, I ain't supposed to tell you that. He's supposed to tell you that. So, so you see when he does leave home on a Saturday, he does come straight here. You know. Andrew's nice seeing you. Angelica, nice seeing you all. Nice for coming out on a Saturday.
We can't forget the Caribbean Voices.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. I tell them, this is the only place that still plays their CD.
Uh-huh.
Bonsoir, monsieur.
Okay.
It's afternoon. Oh, it's bonsoir in Germany somewhere.
Yeah.
So,
and
guten Abend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Caribbean
so,
voices.
So you see when he says he's leaving the house on Saturday, this is exactly where he's coming. Mm-hmm. So you have nothing to worry about. I would like to thank you very much for affording him on a Saturday. It's not my job to do that. It's his job to do
well,
that. But you don't know how to say thank
you.
You're going to get a punch?
You know something? I'm
over them.
you know, she let him does that, and if he'd go home 1 minute too late.
Well, she just showed the muscle punch.
She bent over.
Nah, she don't look that. She don't look that.
Bent over.
A woman with a beautiful smile like that, nah. But thank you.
You know, he has called me. Why, 6'10 boy. Tell your wife where we was.
And make sure you go straight home after the show, eh?
Yeah.
Well, because there's no overtime at CGLO. So some of them who are coming home late say they had to work late at CGLO. That's a lie. There's no overtime here.
Boy, you know
when your show is done, it's done.
You know how much time I use earlier?
Yeah. I had to work overtime. It's
all
a voluntary. Right. So, folks, it was a pleasure doing this for you.
Mm-hmm.
Limelight is on next. So keep making your pledges. 514-848-7471 and Allison, we know you have to go home and sleep,
yep.
and that dog have to get out of that bed for a while. I'll give you at least a weekend.
Yep.
You know, how could you give up your room for a dog? Come on.
One more time again for Caribbean Voices, and I tell you, they put on a good performance.
And we're scanning for your donation. your pledge and your donation of $50.
Yeah, man.
Any other group out there, you got to beat West Can.
Okay, also Caribbean Voices give us 100.
Ooh, la, 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 la,
yeah.
La, la,
plus, they sold some tickets also, $50 worth of tickets.
That's good, that's
they
good.
Did $150.
That's good, that's good.
Slim Thing. Slim Thing bought $60 worth of tickets.
Nah, change your name. She's not into that vein anymore.
Okay,
call her right name.
Call her right name. Yeah.
That was back
right
then when she was into that kind of...
Lena Simmons.
That's it. No, Lena Simmons. Her no Slim Thing.
Yeah, man.
I mean, she's still Slim and Ting.
She's Slim and Ting, but at the same time.
That name
Lena
changed.
Simmons, and she's going to have a fall show coming up on Sunday, October the 27th. And it's going to be over there at the Caribbean Paradise. So we're going to talk about that some more next week and all that.
It's always nice to see when somebody turned their lives around. The only thing that bothers me now, some friends of mine who used to eat meat are suddenly vegetarians. And I don't know what to give them. You know, they eat plenty meat before. And all of a sudden you give them a party.
Well,
You know, they grew up on that thing.
You know something, they still just eat meat, but we, you know.
It's a family program.
They're eating meat, but they decide, boy, me not eat meat, you go home, you see they're eating meat.
Yeah, yeah, but the thing is, I changed my, you know, like back home, Raphael, at night, we never used to sit down and eat this big plate of food, all right? So I went back to, my mother's 98 years old, and I look at what my mother does to keep her going at 98. My mother just came back from Holland, St. Lucia, and all these places. And I realized at night, she have a cup of tea and bread, and goes to bed. So I started eating. Having a cup of tea and two slices of toast, not even toast, bread with a little bit of butter, and you sleep well. You don't have no nightmares. When you get up at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, we sit down and eat a big plate of rice with chicken on the side, beef in the middle. You have nightmares all night long. Then you got to get up to go to work. So I realized I'm going back to the old way. A cup of tea at 8 o'clock, two slices of bread. Somebody tell me half full of carbs. I thought the bread had flour, but then they said have carbs, whatever carbs is, but I eaten it anyhow. You know?
All right.
But I'm saying, we just go back to the basic. You're going to live a long life. You know, you could eat your leaf and all them kind of things, but I still like my little chicken on the side.
So, right now, we got to give it up. We got to go. It's 5 o'clock.
Allison, got to go get some sleep.
Yeah, Allison has to sleep.
Yeah. And don't forget Jessica. Jessica been here early this morning.
Yeah, Jessica.
And Priscilla. You know, they've been here from morning. They brought me the coffee, did what you want to eat, did what you want to drink. They took care of me. And I had a Cinderella who came and helped me out with the name this morning because she told me, don't call my name on the air. So I had to call her Cinderella, and I had to bring her back home before 11 o'clock this morning, or she turned into a pumpkin. So of all of you who pledged this morning, thank you very, very, very much. And keep pledging, keep pledging. Gordon is on tonight. You're on tonight, or you did a whole day work already? You're good. Yeah, okay. Gordon is okay. So keep pledging. Gordon is on Tuesday. World Beat News, 12 to 1, right, Gordon? 12 to 1 World Beat News on Tuesday? Or noon to 1. So you can still keep, but don't forget, it doesn't have to be a specific program. Mm-hmm. Just keep making your pledges. 514-848-7471. We have 1 minute left.
All right, so we're here. Thank you for all that you give today to us, and we will see you next week.
Same time, same station.
Same station.
God bless.
All week.